Hey, Bert. Great meeting you, man. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Will you
so
do
much.
Me a solid and just say, I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast?
Sure. You ready?
I'm ready right
ready
now.
Ready right now? I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Thank you, man.
Wait, one more. We'll get
all right,
it.
Yeah, take two.
Where's the eye camera thing? Right here?
I just got this.
I'm Bert Kreischer. I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
I bought a book, too, so...
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
That was
great. Take care.
Thank you.
Now, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
Good evening, Radio St. Pete. It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 90. How are you? You doing okay? That was an abrupt beginning to that show there. Sorry about that. See, here's the thing about having a very low technology-wise. I can't think of the word. I don't know. I don't have the proper equipment. So I'm not really... These aren't mixed. I guess that's it. I'm doing these one by one, all these audio clips. So, you know, what can I tell you? I don't have a lot of money, and I'm working with what I got. So, anyways, how are you? It is episode 90. How are you doing? I hope you're well. Today is Ariel Stevenson Day. 10 episodes away from 100. I can't believe it. That is 100 weeks of this program. Really, probably in its current incarnation, it's probably been more like 50 or so. But that's still a lot, and I'm excited. I got to come up with something. I got to like edit together a worst of for the 100th episode, so maybe I can find somebody who knows what they're doing with audio and editing and mixing and get them to whip me up something. As has been my plan to get me through anything is to rely on other people, hence why I'm still doing everything very low budget. But hey, you know, it's getting done. So what can you do, you know? So, of course, this podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar. Check out why I love theberg.com. It's named Sly Bar, one of the top 15 businesses to watch in 2015. They got events like the Homemade Broadcast stand-up comedy open mic. That's a good one. Might be a little biased, you know, maybe. They also got trivia. They got a bunch of cool events, Cards Against Humanity tournaments. Great beer selection, really great staff. They're located at 2061 Central Avenue, and their Facebook is facebook.com/SlyBarSt.Pete. And our other sponsor, Angelo's Bar and Grill, hooking up the pizzas at the open mics. Love those people. Delicious pizza. Every time a pizza comes and we do the open mics, at least one person comes up to me and says, "This pizza is really good." And I say, "I know." That's because it's from Angelo's Grill and Bar, and you should go get some and buy some this time. Stop being so cheap. And then they usually look at me a little bewildered, and then they usually just walk away, and then I feel like a giant jerk. But Angelo's is located at 536 First Avenue North, right here in St. Petersburg. Good folks, good food. Their Facebook page is facebook.com/, ready for this, best name ever, St. Pizza. That's STPETEZA. Isn't that terrific? And then saintpizza.com is their website. What else we got? Ways to listen to the Homemade Broadcast. You can subscribe now on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I searched on the podcast app that I use to get my podcast. It's on there. So I'm sure it's pretty much everywhere. Just search for the Homemade Broadcast. You're, of course, listening on Radio St. Pete. Got a time slot now, Sundays at 6:15. That's all mine. 45 minutes of Will. It's a little much, I agree, but it is there. And you can click the archives on RadioSt.Pete.com and get old episodes, get caught up of what you've been missing. What else? YouTube. You can listen on YouTube at, I don't even, frankly, I don't know how to, I'm sure you just search for the Homemade Broadcast, but my name on there is Homemade Man, all one word. So HOMEMADEMAN, all one word. Subscribe to that. What else? I guess that's all. I guess that's the only ways to listen. That's a lot, though. Oh, the TuneIn app. You can get the, also the Radio St. Pete app you can download. Just search the for Radio St. Pete in the Android and iTunes store. You can get the app and listen directly. Or we're also on the TuneIn app. So that's pretty neat. So the only other thing I got to tell you about is the trunk sale with proceeds benefiting the Haitian Mission Parlefoy. Saturday, June 13th from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. It's taking place at the First Unity Church, 460 46th Avenue, North St. Petersburg. This is a humanitarian fundraising event to help the Haitian Mission with food and education. So essentially what it is it's a big garage sale. The church is donating their space in the parking lot. They have a huge parking lot. And you buy a parking spot for $30 is the suggested donation. You bring your junk that you don't want, and you set it up in the parking spot. And you keep the money of whatever you sell. So you're just buying the parking spot, and that money goes to the mission. You keep your winnings from the from your own sales. So, and there's also going to be a 50-50 raffle. And it's going to a really great cause because Haiti is still a mess. The world's a mess. So, but this is one small way that we can help help them. And for more information, contact Sumi Fink, 727-331-0104. 727-331-0104. All right, very good. So we got Ariel Stevenson coming up tonight. A lady who is probably the hardest working person in St. Petersburg. I've heard a lot about her. She's friends with a lot of my friends. I think we went to the same high school, and I think we might have even graduated the same year. But we never really crossed paths. So I'm excited to talk to her. I kind of stalked her a little bit on social media. She writes. She writes for Creative Loafing. Just had she contributed to an article that was in the New York Times. She writes for Suburban Apologist. She used to apparently do radio back in the day for 88.5 and does video. I mean, she does it all. So I'm excited to get into it with her. So without further ado, let's join that interview already in progress, shall we? Please hold, and we'll be right back with Ariel Stevenson.
Hey.
All right, Ariel Stevenson. How are you? We got to be acquainted with each other a little bit. You brought me some beers and some doobies without marijuanas in them. I guess they call those cigars.
Did you want marijuanas?
No.
I
had my friend James Bailey come in here. He's a comedian.
Right.
And he brought some, and he was like, hey, you smoke, right? I'm like, actually, I don't. I haven't smoked in years. He's like, oh. And I was like, well, you can. I don't have a problem with it. You know, feel free. And he was like, oh, okay.
It's like having a beer by yourself.
Yeah, I guess it probably, but he didn't care. He did his thing.
Exactly. You will still have it.
Totally. So I think I got a contact high. I felt really weird, and I went for a jog afterwards. So that's how stoned I guess I was.
Well, that's what marijuana does to me as well.
Yeah, it made me active. It didn't make me lazy or anything.
I don't know if I believe you. You might have fallen asleep and dreamt you jogged.
You know, now I'm second guessing myself. Maybe that's the case.
That's what I do, actually. That's why the Flamin' Hot Cheetos come in handy.
Right.
Although they're supposed to be hot fries, but the guy right before me bought the last bag of hot fries.
Typical.
What are you gonna do?
Typical guy. Man. Well, it's nice to meet you. I was saying in the introduction that I was stalking you, and you do everything, and it makes me feel lazy. And I'm really admire
you're
that you're thank you. It's making me get my butt in gear. I have so much to do. You do you write? I think that's your main thing. Would you say that's your main deal?
It's not my main like financial source of income, mm-hmm. but I dream of that someday.
Yeah. That's the plan though, but you do a lot of writing. You write for Creative Loafing, Suburban Apologist. You contributed for New York Times.
I do that like on a pseudo regular basis.
The contributing or the writing itself?
Well, the contributing is technically called stringing.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, we want this. go find it, you local with all your knowledge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what I do. And then I give it to somebody who's better at journalism than I am, and they make it really nice.
Make it sound better.
I've had a few, you know, single bylines in New York Times a few
times.
That's
pretty cool, man. You know? That's kind of like, I think, isn't that the, if you're trying to be a journalist, like the New York Times is like it. That's where you want to be, right?
That's where they tell, that's what they tell me. They also tell me I'm supposed to be in New York City, but I haven't really abided by any of those rules yet.
Yeah, I visited and I felt like, well, maybe, oh my gosh,
I'm
that
so
was
sorry.
Violent. No, that was awesome.
A baby, that was light. We'll get.
Oh my gosh, that was a turn on. I'm not going to lie to you. That was perfect.
As long as I'm here and breathing, I hope to be contributing to male enjoyment through
Thank
my belching.
Thank you. I
just try
that.
To give back. I
yes.
try to do my part.
Yes, you're a good egg, Ariel.
All right,
definitely.
Cool. Good.
So you're doing the writing. Is that like a goal? Do you want to be at the New York Times, do you think?
I mean, I'm like, I don't want to go on like a show and be like, I don't want New York. I don't know what I want. I'm just doing, I've got gigs coming in. I kind of take the writing gigs where they come.
Yeah.
So
tell me about, you write for Suburban Apologist, right? You contribute?
Well, there's people that write for them regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I got the opportunity to do a story for their print edition that they just put out during Gasparilla Music Festival. And it was a story that kind of culminated when Sean Kyle and I got into a little tiff on Facebook. Sean Kyle, who was in Beauvilles, and he's been a musician here for years. And it was about the band Merchandise, the Tampa band Merchandise. And we were going back and forth about them. Because sometimes I get up on my native, you know, like, don't be talking trash about Tampa. I realize there's a lot of trash to be talked about Tampa
Certainly.
Bay. That's cool.
But it's your home.
But for me, I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. I just want to present it respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going back and forth about that. Ended up with me getting invited to the studio, and I brought whiskey and Have Gun Will Travel and started recording their new album. And we didn't even know what we were doing. I didn't know why I was there. I brought my notepad and reported on it like a story. I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're semi new, right? They haven't been around too long.
No, Have Gun's been around for probably close to a decade.
Oh,
now.
Oh no, I was talking Suburban Apologist.
Oh, Suburban Apologist is actually the online iteration of Reacts, which was an alt weekly music magazine that Scott, who you had on a few weeks ago, last week, I don't know when you had.
Yes, it was last week.
He was part of that project as well, along with a lot of other people.
I didn't even know that.
And a lot of people from Suburban were part of Reacts. So
is that still around? Is Reacts still around?
No, Reacts went away, but Suburban Apologist was like the online version of it. So it was kind of like this. You know, we're like this age of comebacks, like shows that have been canceled can come back.
Mad Max is out in the movie.
Mad game. Max is like, everybody's talking about Mad Max. Like, who would have thought that? And then like, you know, Reacts can come back as Suburban Apologist. It's like zombie media.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah, that's the
so
way it's going.
It's kind of like that.
It's kind of weird that they're actually in print too, because it seems like print media is struggling. So bad.
I want print to find its way the way like records and vinyl have.
Yeah.
Like they've kind of found like their little niche.
Yep.
I don't know that we've found our way yet, though. We're just waiting for all the old white dudes that make it suck to die, though. That's kind of my theory.
Yeah, but those are the guys that read papers. Those are the guys that pick up papers.
Oh, I can write a newspaper that's not for an old white dude, but I haven't had the opportunity very many times. So
I think, though, that print is going to be... It is going to survive in those little like Creative Loafings, Suburban Apologist forms, those weeklies that you pick up out of the bins. I pick those up quite frequently. I think newspapers are definitely going to be online, the big major papers, because I haven't read St. Pete Times or anything in a long, I couldn't even tell you, a long time. But I pick up TBT if I'm you know, get this. And it helps, I guess, that it's free as well. That's
I think most people get their news off of Facebook.
Oof, I know it. Don't I know it? And it's scary how that's going. But
I think that's how most people consume their information. They read the headline, the first sentence, and then whatever somebody else wrote that they thought was the understanding of the article without actually reading the article.
Right, and don't notice that it's from The Onion and don't know what The Onion is. That's what's even scarier. I still see that, which just...
Or they take it as prophecy, and I don't know if that's necessarily the worst thing. I think comedy's become like the new main source of information communication.
Interesting.
That's my theory.
You mean as far as like things like The Daily Show and things like that?
Yeah, or? I feel like comedy is in its prime right now because it's a great way to get a spoonful of sugar to get the medicine to go down.
I agree, but there's also a lot of comedians are under a huge microscope now. Everyone gets mad about there's outrage now.
I know.
With everything.
I know. It's so funny. I think it was Chris Rock who said. They had, like, I was watching a comedy special, and it was him and Jim Carrey, and Jim Carrey's acting, I love Jim Carrey, but he's acting like such a psycho the whole time.
He's got too much money now.
And I can't remember who the other, Ben Stiller was on, and Bill Hader, and Chris Rock, they were talking about bullying, and like, oh, it's so terrible about bullying. Chris Rock is like, if bullying is illegal, we are out of jobs.
Yeah.
All of us. Yeah, it's the policing of language, though. It's just... this rise of like political correctness, which sometimes I understand and sometimes it's like,
I know, believe me, I know every day it's something else that people are outraged about. It's the rise of social media. Twitter has been a killer because it gives everyone a voice and probably not everyone should have a voice.
I don't know if that's it. I was talking with a buddy of mine about this the other day, and it's like we've got this culture now where we're going to be nice to the homeless person. Like, we know how to be nice to them now, or not offensive at least, but we're not like doing anything to like change their situation on a whole scale level. We're just like nice to the homeless person. We're nice to poor people.
Yeah, you Instagram
we're
yourself
not gonna,
giving them a dollar and
we're
you
not,
take a selfie.
I do that every day.
You do? Yeah.
I'm like, if you want this dollar, we're going to have to selfie it up together, sir.
I saw.
Don't get too close.
Have you seen the guy? He was in the paper.
Didn't wear deodorant. It's not you. It's me.
Do you ever see the guy that had the Patriots logo tattooed on his head?
I missed him.
He was in one of the locals here. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. And then I saw him.
That's dedication.
Him. Yeah, and he was crazy. And he had crazy eyes, I could tell.
I can't understand why.
He was like, I guess, a hobo of some sort. And yeah, I saw him at, like, begging for drinks. And I was like, oh, my God, because my friend's a big Patriots fan. I was like, dude, let me take a picture with you. He was like, I'm going to need $10. And I was like, see you later, buddy. Not worth it.
It's just like, I've never been to the strip where all the... I've been to L.A., but I never went to that spot. But I imagine it's the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's crazy everywhere, but I think most of the homeless here are pretty tame. It seems like they just get mad.
As long as everybody's convinced you of that, you'll be safe.
Well, there's just alcoholics and drug addicts here. There's only a few.
That's
I think
all we are too.
True, fair enough. We each got our things. Yeah. Ariel, are you from the area? You're from St. Petersburg.
Yep, born and raised. I was raised a little bit North County, Largo.
Me too. This All is another right. thing. I think we went to the same. I went to Largo High School.
Okay.
Did you also do that?
I did also go to Largo High School. All 4 years.
What year did you graduate?
I don't know if I want to.
Why not? What do you mean?
I'm not like embarrassed, but I want you to go first.
What year did I graduate?
Yeah.
2003.
Okay, good. 2007.
Oh, okay. Bummer. I thought, so I pretty much, you were a freshman then when I was a senior.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Three, four... Mm-hmm. Five,
yep.
Six. No, I was gone. I was gone already, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Ships passing.
That's true.
In the night. Or you were just getting out of that place.
Yeah. So yeah, what do you mean? Why didn't you want to go? Why didn't you want to tell me?
Oh, I don't know. I was worried that you were younger than I am.
Oh, no. I'm old.
I'm very
old
ageist.
As hell. Yeah.
I like to be the youngest person in the room.
Well, you got me beat by a long shot.
No. Okay. Good.
So how was your experience at Largo High School? What did you think?
Go Packer Pigs.
That's right.
Oh, we love the halls. I was in choir.
Did you do the madrigals?
I got in, but I did not accept the position.
Why not? That's an honor.
Because I'm an asshole. Excuse me.
That's okay.
That's the one. That's the one time.
That's
did
the
you
only
see
one.
What time stamp it was at?
I didn't.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Don't worry about
okay.
it. We'll,
okay.
We'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, no, I was like, Largo High was great.
Good experience?
I was supposed to go to PCCA, but decided it was crazy to wake up at 4 in the morning to take 2 city buses for high school.
They didn't have a bus that would take you?
Not from Largo.
Oh, goodness. And that's down here. That's
like you had to, like, have, like, the hobo stick and bandana. And,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then you, like, magically appear in South St. Pete.
Oh, boy.
No, so Largo High School is at the end of my street, the house I grew up in. Mm-hmm. And my dad and all my uncles went there. And my sister and brother went there. And I was like, man, I can walk to school in the morning. I'll be able to get there bright and early. Now, I don't know how many times I made it on time as a result of the proximity. I do believe I drove my senior year.
And you live just up the road?
I didn't.
Quarter
just,
mile?
It wasn't even a quarter mile. It was feet.
Yeah.
It was like in feet.
Well, you want to, I mean, at that, you want to, you got a car. You
well,
want to drive
I
it.
Had like a badass truck.
Mm-hmm.
It was it's a 87 Jeep Comanche truck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is
sky
sweet.
Blue.
Yeah.
And that's it had what's a topper. Up. It was pretty hot.
Hell yeah. So yeah, you want to drive that thing and show it off.
I was proud. I don't think anybody else could understand why I was so proud of it, but I was.
Yeah, well, I can see why. That's an awesome truck.
So anyways, but yeah, Largo was great.
Yeah, it was okay. I enjoyed my time there,
I feel
too,
like
I
have stripes because of Largo, so.
Meaning?
Like,
you earned? Like, you got...
Like, I didn't have a baby before I graduated, which no disrespect to the... You know, dozens of people that I was friends with that did, which
sure.
is amazing.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't get married before I graduated.
Good for you.
I didn't drop out.
That's two.
That's three. I didn't join the military before I graduated. Those were all big deals at Largo.
That's a ground rule triple right there. Or what do you call that? In the park home run, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
I also didn't get married, didn't have any kids.
That you know of.
That I know of, right? That
I like. Gag. I just stayed away from anything troublesome while I was in high school.
That's good.
And then as soon as I got out.
Then it was trouble all downhill from there. But
no,
that's good.
No,
that's
okay.
good. You got to, once you get to college,
I just didn't
want
to get pregnant in high school. I was just trying really hard to avoid
that. I don't want to get pregnant
now. That
was
like a very Largo thing that happened a lot.
Yeah, we had a few back then too.
And then a girlfriend of mine pointed out to me the other day that a lot of our friends from high school are turning to either Jesus or bodybuilding or both.
CrossFit monster.
But it's beyond CrossFit. I have nothing against CrossFit. I've literally dissected this, and it's like, and then there's like the like straggler group that the rest of us, I don't want to talk about high school anymore. Anyways,
okay. All right.
Largo was great. I love it.
Cool.
Go Packers.
Cool.
Go Packer pigs.
I went to, last thing I'll mention about Largo High School, I went to the playoff game that they had probably, I must have been at USF at this time, but I was much older. I was drinking age, and I had my blue and gold sock on.
Okay.
And I was ready to cheer the team on, and then I felt like an ass, and I was like, I shouldn't be here.
Were you in band?
No, I didn't
Were
do
you
anything.
In choir?
Nope.
You did nothing? Smart man.
I did nothing. No, I regret it now. I really regret it. There were so many things that I could have done, but I was afraid of being made fun of, so I didn't do.
Well, I got made fun of a lot, so you were right.
I did too, and I didn't do anything. See, that's the thing. Like, I at least could have been doing something with my time. I wanted
and
to
getting
do,
harassed for it mercilessly
yeah, at, least,
at the same time.
At least you earned that one. It's not just, hey, fathead. You're like, oh, all right, good. I wanted to do drama, and I didn't.
That's what I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
See, that seemed like it would have been so much fun.
We were Troop 911.
Uh-huh.
Which is, like, the only reason you really should have joined is just because you got to announce to everyone, we're Troop 911.
Right.
Which we thought was really cool, apparently.
It wasn't, but...
It's not cool at all. And especially, like, when you started school, like, 2 years after all that
yeah.
went down.
Right. That's
not
right.
Not funny.
Yeah.
Like, Troop 911!
I didn't even think about that.
Like,
too soon.
Too soon,
jeez.
Man. Yeah.
Still too soon for 9/11 jokes, for God's sakes. But, yeah, so I regret not doing certain things, and I wish I could go back now.
We can start any time.
I'm going to cut my hair, shave, and then try to re-enlist in school somehow.
I feel like that might lead down a dark and twisty path.
Definitely will. That's what I'm counting on.
Okay.
I'm ready for it.
Okay.
I've already accepted
my fate. Will you wear a GoPro?
Absolutely.
Like the way they've got dogs that wear GoPros?
Google Glass.
Google Glass.
That's what I'm going to do.
Totally nonchalant. No one will ever notice.
No one will be none the
wiser. It's very low-key at Largo for people to have nice electronics.
I'm going to join the drama group, and
yeah?
I'm going to try to have sex with one of the teachers. Those are my goals.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
On your endeavors. Thank I don't know you. If I wish you well. I just wish
I mean,
you.
I'm 30 years old. I'm probably older than a lot of the teachers there.
Probably.
Now, so it wouldn't be, you know, that bad. You know what I'm saying?
For you, maybe they for them, they'd be thinking they were sleeping with a student.
Well.
And like questioning themselves.
That's
and
true.
Like, oh my God, who am I?
Yes. They're 25. They're having a quarter life crisis. They don't know what's going on. And then I'd be
sleeping with this dude. He looks like he's 30.
No, if I cut my hair and shave, I look like a little boy.
Sweet little boy.
Sweet little chubby little boy. Little look at those cheeks. You could just pinch them. And, you
I
know.
Love. Yeah, I was babysitting tonight, so I love, you know, children. I shouldn't have encouraged all of the shooting exercises we were engaged in. We watched Scooby-Doo and we fought the monsters.
Sure.
With paintbrushes that were turned into laser pistols. Mine was a shotgun.
Laser shotgun.
He didn't understand my sound effects, and I didn't want to be like, it's a shotgun.
It's stupid.
But I was like,
God.
He's like a toddler. So I'm like, I feel on, bad dummy. Shooting guns that are imaginary in general with you, even though I'm like, I want you to be ready when the zombie apocalypse comes.
Certainly.
I'm a great, you know, guide here.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, I'm sitting down with Arielle Stevenson. Arielle is a Renaissance woman of the St. Pete area. We've crossed paths probably a million times, haven't even known it.
Like Gasparilla Music Festival when I waved at you.
Well, I was like, are you waving at me? I don't know what
and
to
then,
do.
And you knew who, I'm sure you...
Yeah, sure.
Because you've admitted already, you're stalking me on Facebook.
Yeah.
You and I was like, I don't know why this guy is inviting me on his show.
Right.
You know, I brought a shovel and some mace just in case.
Smart move, don't blame me.
A hefty... you know, like a real garbage bag.
Okay, are you planning on murdering me?
I just wanted to have everything in case. Anyways, because I waved at you at Gasparilla Music Festival, like, went out of my way.
Right.
Like, very obviously went out of my way to wave at you. Hey, Facebook friend.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I'm waving at you in real life. This is like a like.
I know.
This is like a poke. I was
old
poking
school.
You in public.
Yeah.
And you did not acknowledge me.
No, I did. But
you,
I was.
You looked at me like a stranger.
No, you know what I did? I did the double take.
Excuse me.
I looked and I was like, is this for me? I looked behind me to make sure that it was. And then I acknowledged because I don't want to be caught in a situation. That is my biggest fear, is waving to the wrong. And then they're like,
really?
Do the,
I do it all the time.
Wave to people or do the wrong wave? Like,
I'll think somebody is somebody and they're not who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't care.
See, you're brave. I had an experience with a kid that sat next to me in computer class. And this was probably 2 years after school. And he was with a girlfriend or I don't know, a girl. And I was at the mall. And I was like, oh, man, he was like a class friend. We weren't like really friends outside of school. But
acquaintances.
Yeah, like a class buddy.
Friend. Class friend is a very distinct type of friendship.
Right. It's special.
It doesn't really exist outside the boundaries
exactly.
of the classroom. And sometimes when you take it outside of the
yes.
boundaries of the classroom, it's weird.
Yes, this is what happened to me. So I saw him and I went, oh, hey, Andrew, how you doing? And he looked at me and went, and I was like, oh, God. And my stomach sank. And I was like, ah, it's Will. From computer class, and he went, and he just kind of shook his head, and I was like, okay, sorry, and then I just walked away. It was humiliating. It was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Wow, you have a lot of fears you got to work through.
I know.
You got to work through a lot of these fears. We've got like a list going already.
I know. Believe me, it just gets deeper and deeper.
Okay, well, I mean, it's summertime. We can just like knock these all out.
I'm ready.
I'll take you out. We'll spend a whole day confronting people that aren't who we think, who... We'll just be like, oh, my God. Just
it's
go down.
You.
We'll go downtown at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, my God, Steve. Don't you remember me? Steve, don't you remember me? We spent the whole night together, and you held my hand, and you cried.
Held my hair while
you
vomited.
I held your hair while you vomited.
Wiped away some tears.
We held each other's hair while we both vomited. We
yes.
listened to Air Supply. You don't remember that? And confront him while he's in a group of people.
Yeah, and get him to like double, like be like, wait, maybe this did happen. Maybe I just don't remember. I don't know.
And yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think we should follow up on that.
I think that he was probably just like 18 years old, and because you don't really, you're kind of a dick, like when you're that age. And I think he was probably just like, I'm with a girl. I don't want to, you know, I'm going to seem
like
cooler.
Like, you know, you have that echelon of people that you know that
mm-hmm.
like you'll see them in public. And if you're in the mood, you'll go out of your way.
Usually I'm not in the mood, generally.
Most people are usually not in the mood. But like you can acknowledge them or not acknowledge them, and you'll both acknowledge the fact that you're not acknowledging each other, even though you know both right. of you know you saw each other. You know.
That's weird. People do that constantly. I don't really know why. It's just, I don't know if it's out of like, what are you going to say? Like, I will say hi, but I don't want to say anything more than that, and I don't want to engage in a conversation.
Right. So, who's got the time?
I don't. There was a guy, I saw my neighbor Alfred, and he was riding his bike.
I know him.
And do you know him?
I do.
Oh, he's the man.
He's an ichthyologist.
He is. That's him. Yeah. And he was riding his bike home, and I just went, Alfred! And then he, like, all I wanted was a, hey, that's all. And then he, like, got off his bike, and I was like, she's getting off work.
But that's like you commanded him with like a trumpet, like from the like he's like that was like a that was such a warm welcome for him.
I know.
For him to get nothing and like just to,
I had nothing. I didn't particularly have
you
anything
like gave
to
him all this. You like pushed him off a hill of social interaction, mm-hmm. and then you're like, you're on your own, buddy.
I know. So that's why I would rather just not bother.
Avoid the situation. Yeah. I think a lot of people do that. I charge like head on. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I know you don't want to see me. What's up?
You seem pretty social.
Let's make small talk.
You have a lot of friends.
I've been in this town a long time. Yeah. I think that's just what happens.
I have too, but you have a lot of friends. I've stalked you on Facebook. I see group shots all the time.
Group shots?
Yeah. You with other people.
Well, I had a birthday recently.
Oh, so it was birthday time.
It's an influx of... I'm in graduate school right now.
Oh, what are you going to grad school for?
History.
History? What did you get your undergrad in?
Journalism.
Oh, that makes sense.
Equally useless degrees.
No, they're important. They're needed.
They're important. No one will hire you with anything with that, but it's okay. I had a, there's this really beefy, I was, you know, Jen from Bananas.
Yes. Jennifer Trumbull.
So yeah. I'm working over there right now.
That's a good gang over there. They're crazy.
And, there's a dude who comes in, who's a lawyer. And I've been totally tripped out about this the last few days. He comes in and he's like kind of beefy, but he's a little, we call him beefy but douchey. And bless his heart. And he started talking to me and was asking me what I was going to school for. And I told him history and he just was like, what are you going to do with that? And it's that very cliche like question, but it's like, it doesn't even matter what I do with it. But I've been tripping really hard about it because I don't have a solid answer. It's just where I'm at right now.
Well, I will say that what degree could you get that you're guaranteed a job? I don't know of anything. Everybody's got an MBA.
I like
now.
Investigated an MBA, but God, I'm a writer. Like I can't imagine.
It's tough.
Everything about like my natural state goes against a capitalistic environment, unfortunately. I try to just medicate myself into forgetting.
Ooh, that's not good. You got to face it head on. You got to prepare yourself.
I'm lucid at least 12 hours a day.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. That's something. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, everybody's got an MBA.
I've been tripping, though. He had me tripping.
Nah, don't let it bother you. Are you having fun?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I work all the time, but I have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't want to do anything else.
Right. So there you go. Then you're doing what you want to be doing.
I'm going to see him next time, and I'm going to have like this. I've had this days-long internal battle, and I'm going to see him and be like, what do you want?
Tell him you're going to start a podcast.
We don't have your Rush album.
Tell him you're going to start a podcast, a history podcast.
I've been trying to start that for like a year and a half now, but it's okay. Nobody would listen
to it. I'll produce it for you. You can come use my stuff.
I've got my own studio, man.
Oh, do you?
I just haven't used it yet.
What kind of mics you got?
I can't remember off the top of my head right now. They're Sennheiser RX, not RX20s. Those are RE20s. Those are nice ones.
Mm-hmm.
Mine are, I can't remember right now. I'm sorry.
It's an expensive hobby. It's not cheap.
I saved up for a few years and then I built it and I had a studio over in Old Northeast and then I ended up moving and then my life got crazy for the last year and a half. So no podcasting yet. Hopefully soon. Hopefully this summer.
It's fun. I enjoy it. And it's nice being picked up by a small little
station. Look at you.
It's fun.
Look at that.
I feel much more legit that I have something behind it as opposed to just another doofus with a podcast.
As opposed to a dude in his apartment.
Yeah.
Going, hey, you want to come over and talk into my microphone?
Yeah, yeah. It's fun.
That's what I did when I had my podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, nobody listens to it, but at least you feel, you know, more legit. I
think at least five people are going to listen to this.
I got my mom, so that's one.
Yeah, my mom is another.
There you go. Two. That's two right there.
She's already turned it off, though, probably at this point.
Yeah, with all the talk. Once you let the A-bomb fly, she was out.
No, I did get her to watch part of the interview last night, though.
Mm.
And she laughed.
That's a filthy movie.
She said she did not want to watch it because of Seth Rogen. And I said, no one wants to watch anything because of Seth Rogen.
What? I love Seth Rogen.
You deal with it. You deal with it. You deal with him because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the things he's involved with are good.
Yeah,
but totally. You don't enjoy him while he's there. Like, you wish it was somebody else.
How dare you? I love Seth Rogen. He's the best.
Like I only talked her into watching that movie because James Franco was in it.
I love that guy too. I hated
people
him for
like
a long time.
Him more.
Yeah.
Than Rogen.
Really?
I don't know. I don't hate Rogen. It's just like
kind of plays maybe the same character.
No, it's not even that. It's just his. It's nothing. It's just funny to me that he turned. It's a topic enough that I would say that to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't worry, you're not alone. There's a lot of people who hate Seth Rogen.
I'm one of them.
I'm not even necessarily one of them. I think The Interview is an important movie for everybody to watch.
Okay, fair enough. So listen,
are we out?
No, we got a little bit more time, but I want to talk about some of the things that you're doing.
Okay.
Since you're here and that's what you came for.
Okay.
So tell me about, you're doing a presentation in St. Augustine.
Oh God.
This weekend.
I don't know why I texted you all that stuff.
Because I need to know these things. It's knowledge.
Really
it's my
don't.
Job.
You really don't.
Well, we'll go over it very briefly then. Tell me a little bit about that.
And it's not interesting to anyone, I believe me. It's not even going to be interesting to the people that are there to listen to it. If there's anybody.
Why do you think that?
It's the equivalent of, imagine when your podcast first started.
Yeah.
It's like the equivalent of that first show.
No way.
That
can't be true.
The first meal you ever cooked.
Yeah.
Is disgusting.
Mine was delicious.
That's a lie.
Hot dogs.
Okay. Well, you can't. That's not cooking a meal. That's heating an already cooked item
to
a safe temperature.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing.
Well, just tell me a little bit about, tell the listeners about this presentation.
Graduate students have to take their academic papers to conferences because it's what you're supposed to do because it means you're bona fide.
Yes.
So I'm going with my buddy John and my buddy Peyton, and we're going to go and present about civil rights in St. Pete at this. See, it's already boring. Anyways, it's about civil rights in St. Pete. That's exactly it.
Stop.
Like when people ask me what I'm studying, and I'm like, you don't want to know, and then like they glaze over. It's like it's you know.
I read the paper. It was an interesting paper.
It's not that wasn't the paper. The paper's like, it's way long. It's like
going
to be like a 20-minute presentation version of that.
So that was like a rundown, a quick rundown.
It started as an essay that I did last summer, and then I turned it into a longer paper. And it's about the interstates in St. Pete coming in, and they take out the blighted and predominantly African-American community in St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
They take out the immigrant communities in Ybor City and really draw the lines between communities. And if you look in St. Pete, you'll see a lot of roads dead end going east to west near the interstates on the south side.
Right.
Those were thoroughfares before the interstates came in. And the interstate, or 275 originally, was supposed to go out to Pasadena to the beaches, but it was too expensive. So they're like, cool, we'll go here instead.
So the thought is that they the government or whoever the road and
the
transportation
man,
people the
FDOT
man, went for the black communities as opposed
it wasn't about race necessarily. It was more about the bottom line, which was that the cheapest land for them to acquire was usually in blighted immigrant or minority communities. But this happened across the South and most of America, really.
Yeah.
So the story is about this guy named Mordecai who lives in St. Petersburg, and he had a house on Fifth Avenue South and 12th where Campbell Park is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his family moves there, he establishes, then the interstates come in, they have to move out, and he ends up, you know, moving to Driftwood, which is like, everybody knows Driftwood's
like, it's a great neighborhood. It's awesome.
Cha-ching! It's like primo. It's like a beautiful secret garden.
Yeah.
And, but his avocado tree is still there. That's the only thing that remains of that entire neighborhood is this avocado tree that he planted on Fifth Avenue South. So it's still there.
So he was kind of, was he paid to leave or?
Yeah, no, they had to pay everybody.
And that's how he got the place in the neighborhood he's
right,
at
now. He went and got himself certified as a real estate, got his real estate license because, anyways, because the city was trying to screw, not the city, but the FDOT was trying to get a lot of people not paid properly. Yeah. So
how did you find out about Mordecai?
Somebody told me about him. Somebody just mentioned, hey, this guy, he's got an avocado tree still there. He wasn't like a super duper activist. He wasn't like out in the streets rioting or anything like that during, civil rights. He was kind of doing his own thing.
Right.
So it's kind of like the story of like an unlikely protester type deal.
Is that how most stories get? Because I was like, I want to write something. I want to see if I can do this, just give it a crack. But then I'm like, what am I going to write about? I don't know anything. So how do you hear about these things that you decide to write about?
Well, when you start writing stories, people tell you, I have a great story idea for you all the time. And most of the time they're not great story ideas.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to know what the magic is in it or whatever the rub is. Mm-hmm. That will be interesting. But yeah.
So you kind of write about different, you don't have a set, subject matter. You kind of write about whatever interests you at that time and kind of just go for it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then you did a bunch of video I saw too.
Yeah. I've been doing video for the last like year and a half or so.
The thing I saw was a red feather mark at Cycle, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And you shoot all that yourself and then edit it.
Yeah.
How did you learn how to do all that? That's amazing.
I worked with a team for a few years, kind of just helping here and there on productions. And we did a video in 2012 or 2013, I can't remember which, for the Tweed Ride that got really popular and got a lot of hits. And we were going to try and do a documentary. But it was just kind of little projects here and there. And I wanted to get behind the camera. So I saved up and got myself a camera and started shooting.
Yeah. Are you still active in that or any projects that you've been working on?
My project for graduate school is going to be a documentary, theoretically.
For, as opposed to writing a thesis, a video? That's a great idea. Is that something you can do?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even question that? Just like, a video is cool. What is it going to be?
I can't talk about it yet.
Under wraps. Do you have an idea, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it St. Pete related?
Yeah.
Is it... Okay, I already know what it is.
No.
I know it.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
Okay, I have no idea. But that's cool. It's kind of like a local thing and related to...
I like that I won that argument.
Yeah, so I gave up
you
on
gave
that
up
one.
Really easily.
Totally. I could have kept it going a little longer.
I would have gone all night.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. So, okay, I guess... I mean, we're already getting ready to wrap up, I guess.
That's it?
It goes really fast. I know. It's only 45 minutes.
I don't know why you had me on, but I'm thankful that you did.
No, I'm thankful you came on. I knew of you. Jamie McWade said, it'd be good at this. I'm always looking to talk to people.
Yeah, that's how you found out about me, Jamie McWade?
Yeah.
She's like old school. Old school, old school. She's known my family a long time.
Oh, really? Known her a long time?
Yeah.
That's cool. I've known her. I met her through, I guess, a couple other friends. But she's a sweetheart. I like
her
a lot.
She's like the nicest, sweetest, most sunshiny good human on the inside.
Yeah. It's good to know people like that, too.
I just want them to rub off on me so I'm not so much of a...
Me too.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look good for me.
Yeah, my outcome is just getting worse and worse and worse the further I go down this road, but it's okay.
No. But you seem like a very fun young lady.
Oh, well, as long as you think so.
I'm glad you came on. It's fun. You have to come back. You're welcome back anytime.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks
so
for
give
having
me,
me
on. Before we go, give me your like social media and all that so people can find you, all that good
stuff.
Oh,
I don't want them to find me.
Really? Well, you don't have to.
No, it's Stevenson Report.
That's everything, Twitter...
Twitter, Instagram.
I think I already followed you. Today.
Arielstevenson.com, which I don't even know if it's alive still.
It is. I lurked it today.
Oh, good.
Read all the stuff. All right, you can find me at facebook.com/thehomemadebroadcast. Home_made_man on Twitter, Instagram, all that. I'm going to get my Vine back and start doing Vines. I'm looking forward to that.
Vine it up.
It's fun. I was looking through my old ones. They're stupid. Okay, y'all have a very fantastic week. I'll talk to you all soon. Take it easy.